It's not that we shouldn't worry about measles, an illness that brings dangerously high fevers and potentially brain damage. So far, the nationwide outbreak has hit three of the states that neighbor Kansas. But there's a public health story that goes beyond measles and the anti-vaccination movement. Lots of Kansans aren't getting all their shots, but they aren't against vaccines.
Focus on this ginormous group in the middle. That's the group.
Barbara Pahud is a doctor at Children's Mercy in Kansas City.
They'll do it. They're already on board for some vaccines, so there is hope if you want to see it that way.
Here's the situation as best as public health experts can tell. What Dr. Pahud calls that ginormous group, it's several times larger than the tiny sliver with religious or philosophical objections.
Forget about the 1-3% that don't immunize. You cannot convince them. They cannot be swayed.
So if you could get that larger group all their shots, vaccine rates for a whole bunch of diseases could be in the high 90% range, a public health expert's dream, really great herd immunity. So what stands in the way? It's complicated. For starters, families without transportation, rural distances, busy schedules, health offices with limited walk-in hours, parents not knowing about free vaccines for kids without insurance. And sometimes, health providers only talk about the vaccines they have in stock, not all the shots a patient is due for.
Because maybe they're like a family medicine provider, and so they only stock certain adult vaccines.
Wichita pediatrician Gretchen Homan chairs the Immunize Kansas Coalition.
Some of those providers even told me that they don't even pull up a vaccine record on the kids that they see, so they don't even know if there are recommended vaccines due for that patient.
So patients go home assuming they're up to date on their shots. Otherwise, wouldn't the doctor say so?
It would be, you know, really helpful if they could say, you know, this is what's recommended. We have this one, but you need to go to this place and get these others.
Then there's this. Kansas requires shots for school against a bunch of diseases, mumps, whooping cough, tetanus. But school boards get to pick whether to enforce that, and some balk at turning away unvaccinated kids. So last year, 15% of Kansas kindergartners were missing at least some of their shots. Kansas has plenty of adults behind on shots, too. Pneumococcal bacteria cause pneumonia. They put hundreds of thousands of Americans in the hospital annually and kill tens of thousands. But a federal survey suggests most older Kansans don't get the vaccines. The goal is at least 90%.
People are living older, longer. We want to keep them healthy.
That's Erin McGuire from the Great Plains Quality Innovation Network, which focuses on care for the elderly. She says part of the problem is that lots of people don't go to the doctor unless they're sick.
And of course, that may not be the best time for a vaccination.
So how to fix all this? There's not one silver bullet, but lawmakers have tightened rules to improve vaccination records. They're letting pharmacists give more shots. The state hired another epidemiologist just to focus on vaccine rates. One promising approach, in the southeast Kansas town of Coffeyville, students can get their shots at school.
So these are Hep A, and they're just syringes that you just put the needle on.
Kaylee Morgan is a nurse at one of three health clinics on site at the district schools, and she's showing off a very well-stocked vaccine fridge.
I mean, we have everything, meningitis B, DTaP, Tdap, Hep A, Hep B.
The district says its vaccine rates shot up after the clinics opened several years ago. Parents there did, in fact, want vaccines, and suddenly they had better access. This year, 90% of the elementary kids are on pace with the shots they need. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson in Topeka.